Yo, what's good, Desi Hip Hop fam? I am DJ Raf, and you are tuned in to The Unfiltered Show live on Facebook and YouTube. So today, I have a bunch of amazing, talented artists from around the world who I'm excited to talk to. We've got an artist from India, from Bombay, Shakespeare. We've got Mumsy Stranger from the UK, and we also have Ali Culture from the US. And all of these artists, you know, the best part about all of them is that they're very global artists, you know, and they really work on their community. They grow their community. They are very active in their community, and they help each other out in an intense, immense way in all of their communities. So they're very special artists who not only make the music, but do a lot of things behind the scenes and for the community. So I'm really excited to talk to them. But before I bring them on, I just want to, you know, welcome you, the viewers, to this show. You know, this is episode 4 of The Unfiltered Show. However, before this show, before quarantine, we were going 50 weeks in San Francisco's 92.3 FM. We've done that for 50 weeks, but as soon as quarantine came, we decided to change the format and take it online. So here we are today at Unfiltered Show. Episode 4, and I'm excited to start introducing the guests today. The first person who's going to join us today is an artist in India who's been like grinding it out for more than 10 years, man. This guy not only created himself as an artist, you know, established himself, you know, he literally started from the bottom and now he's up there. This guy, like 10 years ago, he not only made himself as a, you know, good artist, but he also built a community called Bombay Local. Bombay Local is a crew, a team, a label, all sorts of things that, you know, caters to everything hip hop. They have beatboxers, they have dancers, they have rappers, producers, they have everything. Okay, so they figured this thing out a long time ago and they've been grinding it out. And so it's a pleasure for me to welcome Shakespeare into the call today. Ooh, Shakespeare.
Hey, what's up, Raf?
Man, how you doing, bro? I'm doing great, man. I'm glad that you could join us today, man. How's your quarantine been?
It's good, bad, both, if I go to say. Because, right, you know, it's really, you know, tough for all of us to adjust to the situation where we are at home and in quarantine. So, yeah.
Totally understand.
We're also learning a lot of things.
Yeah, that makes sense, man. We're all in the same boat, you know, and that's why we're trying to do these type of fun shows so that at least there's some joy into our lives.
Yeah, shout out to you guys, yo.
Man, hell yeah, bro. Okay, so moving forward, the next guest that we're bringing on today is an artist from the UK who's been making impact again for over 10 years as well. This guy started his career with the likes of Rishi Rich. He worked together with many, many artists based out of the UK, and he's produced, he's a singer, he does a lot of things. Okay, so he's very multi-talented, multifaceted artist, and it's a pleasure for me to welcome Mumsy Stranger to the Unfiltered Show.
Yo! Woo! What's up, my people? Big up Shakes. Big up, hey,
Rap. Hey, what's good, Mumsy, man? I love your studio, bro. Like, your background looks sick.
Thank you, bro. You know what it is? I had to be here, man. I had to be away from my kids. They're going to jump out in your stream. Yeah, man.
Crazy. That's awesome. That'd be a different kind of fun, too, though. They're always welcome. Awesome, man. Well, thank you for joining, bro. So the next guest I'm excited to bring on is an artist from the US, from Virginia. He's originally from Pakistan, but he's also grinding it out. Like, he grew up in the US, so he's been grinding it out in California and in Virginia. Again, this is another artist who's been grinding it out for over a decade and really building that community. So his name is Ali Culture, and I'd love to welcome him to the Unfiltered Show today.
Hey. What's up, Raf?
Man, glad to have you here, bro. Like, one of the main things that I like about all three of you guys is that you really do build that community. You know, Ali Culture has a brand, or like a group, a crew called Culture World, right? And Culture World has been doing things like with so many artists. They have studios, they have all producers, they have artists, they have all sorts of things. So, you know, I really respect that, man. And thank you for doing that, bro.
I appreciate that, my brothers. You know, I was listening to you introduce everybody else. I didn't know everybody else has been grinding around the same time frame too. And it's you got to have a real love and the therapeutic value for this to be able to keep going at that level. So a lot of love and respect for y'all. I didn't know that, man. So that's beautiful.
Hey, man, bro.
Hell yeah, man. And you know, that's the best part about the show is like, you know, I'm focusing on the community as well, you know, and that's why I brought you guys here together from three parts of the world. You know, Shakespeare is from India, Mumsy Stranger from the UK and from Bangladesh, and Ali Culture from Pakistan and the US. So it's an amazing place where we get to know each other and the audience gets to know us a little bit better too. So that's going to be awesome. Well, you know, to start off the show, this unfiltered show, the format that we have is we play a bunch of entertaining games, and through those games, we get to know everybody. So we want to kick off today's show with the first game called Scavenger Hunt.
Okay. We got to prey on somebody.
So Scavenger Hunt, this is a game where we ask each of you guys to bring something from your room or your house to share with us, to share with the audience, but bring something that has an attached memory to it. You know, tell us a story about something. So do any of you guys have something ready to show?
I'll go, Sam.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
let me take my phone.
Okay, for sure. Yeah. Okay. While he gets that.
He's going first?
All right.
He's trying to find
what.
Okay, let's see what he's got.
You want me to go first?
Yeah,
go ahead, bro. You got it.
No doubt.
This is probably, it's quite a big achievement. I'm the first urban Asian to win this alongside Chris Brown.
Oh, that's
dope. Bro. That's crazy. I didn't know that.
Man, my man just killed it on the first one that I got an award that only Chris Brown and me got.
Bro, you're not, bro, this one.
Bro, damn.
Urban musical. I was chuffed, you know that. Like, I didn't know I was gonna win this, bro. Like, I went for
I was just listening to the tracks, bro. You have a crazy bro. And now I understand why you got that trophy, bro.
Thank you, bro. I'm gonna check you brothers out after this, you know.
Hey,
bro,
hell yeah. So Mumsy, when did you get that award? When was this?
Bro, it was 2018. There was quite a few of us nominated from the scene. So it wasn't just like Bengalis. It was Bengali, Pakistani, Indian, Korean. It was an Asian section of the Urban Music Awards.
Mm-hmm.
I think Zach was there. I was there. There's quite a lot of us nominated. And we all went to the nominations. And honestly, bro, like when they called my name out, I was a bit like, I was confused, bro. Like I didn't go there. I didn't go there to win nothing. I went there because I got invited. You know, like
that's
why.
That's
amazing. It was emotional, but for me, this one's for the culture.
Right.
It's not for just me, bro. Like this one proves that our music can go mainstream.
Facts, man. You know, like I've known about you, Mumsy Stranger, for a heck of a long time. Like, I don't know, 2008. Now, I don't know when it was. Really, I can't remember. All I know is that I was young. I was a kid and I was listening to your music. And, you know, I always felt like this sense of pride that, OK, this is another Bengali guy in the UK doing something, you know, like doing this music thing. And then now in 2018, you come up with the award that Chris Brown won. You know what I'm saying? Like that's pride, bro. Right there. I love that. Right. You know,
bro, trust me, man. And you know what? It's everyone together. Like, you know, I can turn around and tell you that I appreciate brown people. And I'll tell you why, bro, because right now people are getting this whole, you know, it's cool to be what you are, you know, it's important because bro, 10 years ago, everyone was chasing the wrong things, man. And I'm telling you, bro, I'm telling you. Right now, it's your culture, it's they who were you are, your culture, your mother tongue that makes you stand out from the rest.
Man, that's so real, my brother. That's so real, you know?
I'm telling you.
My bad. Go ahead, bro.
Bro, I'm telling you, like, that's what it's about, bro. Right now, it's what you bring to the table. You need to be proud of that.
Right. For sure.
And I stuck by that, bro.
And, you know, growing up in the Western world, my brother, you know, it's so real for what you're saying 10 years ago and growing up. Because growing up, like, you would get called Gandhi. You know what I'm saying? And then that was where, you know what I'm saying? Like, how it didn't matter what color of brown you were. That's how
what
you
was that?
You feel what I'm saying? Like growing up in America, right? Yeah. That's what that was like, hey, you know, the derogatory racist term that everybody right.
You know, I would prefer the word Gandhi over any other N-word or anything else.
So. I mean, hey man, I got called saying nigger a lot of times in my life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But those stereotypes turned into that now, man, is cool because it takes being put down to be for you to be able to rise up. And I'm so with you on that, man, especially like JC Hip, what Rav's doing, what all of us are doing here. It's like, man, you got to be able to bring that perception forward that you can be a brown kid. Growing up in these situations, and you know, so that's real.
I'll tell you a story, man. I'll tell you a quick story. Earlier this year, before this whole quarantine, we had a show in Morocco, Marrakesh. Yeah. So it was me, an Indian girl, another brother, Pakistani brother, first man. Bambi is Indian, and I keep saying it. I'm gonna say it like that because I want to say it out loud. Nish Bengali, bro. We perform in a mainstream club, right? And our music is not meant to be in that country, you know. Like,
yeah,
you gotta understand.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, for sure.
For us to go there and do a show alongside any other genre, that shows that there's something going on, bro.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
Facts, man. Facts. Shakespeare looked like he had something to add as well.
Yeah, bro.
I was just trying to, you know, very much agree to what Mumsy said that, you know. Earlier, we were just trying to, can you hear me? Earlier, we all were just trying to, you know, impersonate what we were seeing on TV. For example, when I was, you know, just got into hip hop, I was impersonating G-Unit, 50 Cent and Snoop Dogg and everybody else and just trying to, you know, use their lyrics. But growing up and learning more about hip hop and how it is about, you know, representation of self, I started, you know, being myself and representing myself into my music. So that's what like hip hop taught me.
Hell yeah. Love that. That's a bomb right there, man. Okay, let's move on. Shakespeare, do you have something to share with us?
Yeah, I think I have something. Let me get it.
Hell yeah, get that.
Man, kill it.
Hell yeah.
Okay, I got hella juice, ice. Okay. Basically, these are the artists. I don't know if you can see. Artist passes that, you know, they provide when you go to perform at some good gigs and stuff. So we got a bunch of them, collecting them. From Hip Hop Hustle. This is from a very Goa hip hop festival, and you know a lot of fests that there's that we do. And the story behind this is that I keep collecting, and my crewmates also keep collecting. There's a reason for it. I'll tell you. It may not mean too much for everybody else because they're simply just you know passes. But it means a lot to all of us from coming from where we come and how in India, you know, we thought there is no scope for hip hop artists.
Yeah.
And, you know, to coming to a point where, you know, we were doing shows and gigs and everything. And so it reminds us, it's a memento also for us that we are doing some big gigs. And also at the same time, you know, it reminds us to feel privileged as an artist, which the society doesn't make us feel like. They feel like, okay, you are an artist, you're still doing 9 to 5 and stuff. But when we have these passes, and, you know, when we are in a gig, we get extra, you know, VIP treatment. And, you know, then we were like, yo, you can't enter. We can enter because we got the passes. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's, you know, like something
that's
that,
so cool,
know,
man.
A lot of positivity, basically.
Right.
I wish I did that, bro. I wish I picked.
Okay. Yeah,
bro. Bro. Yeah, I'm just thinking it. Yeah. I wish I did that, bro. Yeah,
I'm everywhere. Hell yeah. Yeah, I feel you, bro. I feel you. I do the same kind of thing, man. Like, you know, for me, like, for years, like, we've been doing this Desi hip hop thing that, like, didn't get respect or, like, attention for years. You know what I mean? But then there was a time where it's like, oh, shit, we're getting to speak at South by Southwest. Oh, shit, TEDx. Oh, shit, Levi's. You know, and then it was like, what's going on? And so I started to collect them, you know, because I, you know, all of a sudden I started to feel like, oh, okay, they do pay attention. You know what I mean? So all of a sudden it made sense. Like, yo, you know what? I should collect this because like for all these years, I wanted to do these things. Now it's happening. You know, like now we're able to speak at places and shit like that. But that's awesome, man. I love that. I love that, man. Moving on, Ali Culture. What do you got for us, man?
So, you know, look around my room. I just had to pick this, man. I found my first CD as a solo artist, right? That's what I was going by the name.
That is dope. Look,
I couldn't go full beard. You know? In the street. My beard only got till here at that time. You know what I'm saying?
But, what year is that?
This is 10 years ago. This is definitely this
way. Yeah, bro. Now everything is digital.
Hey, what's up, little lady? Yes. This is the last copy too. It's broken. You know, the last copy.
That is sick, man.
You know, listen to what you were saying, Shakespeare. That was so real, bro. Because I'll tell you this, when growing up in America, you know, I grew up in California my life, and I lived in Virginia the other half. And it's like, you know, race is very real out here. And even though hip hop is like evolved from America, it's very, very difficult to be a brown man in that world. You know what I'm saying? For the levels of identity attacks that you will get. And see, you got to work 10 times harder, you know, 10 times smarter than everybody else around because you have an extra layer of you got to prove yourself. You know what I'm saying? You have an extra level of scrutiny over you that you have to be so much more of everything that you're saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah, bro.
And trust me, bro.
Yeah. I got honest respect and, you know, huge respect for both of y'all, you know, for coming from the community in a space where there's, you know, other races and stuff, and you know, try to still do your music. It's a very, very big thing to do, to be honest. And I was just going to ask, like, how has it been, your struggle and coming up?
Sure,
no, that's real. On the West Coast, it was like that was when I was a kid, right? So, moving to the East Coast, and when you're rapping, the initial thing is, oh man, you sound too West Coast, right? You sound like you too much over there, right? Then the good thing is I do have a lot of fans in California. So when I go back over there, as I'm rapping more and more in the West Coast, like, man, you sound too much like your East Coast, right? on top of the fact that, you know, amongst the group environment, it's like, you know, you already have a chip on your shoulder with a beard and brown skin. You know what I'm saying? You know, on top of that, the area that I'm in Virginia, right? It's like there's a DMV pocket. That's the local scene. They call it DMV, DC, Maryland, Virginia, right? And Virginia is like the most outcasted out of DC and Maryland. So you add that on top of it. You know what I mean? So, but man, what you were saying, I appreciate that, especially, you know, being in where you're at in the country and emerging. You guys are pioneers. You know what I'm saying? We're over here. We're fighting. We're over here fighting for
it. Yeah, we're all fighting, man.
That's why, you know, yeah, bro. That's why, more props to you, bro, because it's way tough.
Yeah. We all fighting together, bro.
For sure.
Mumsy, I like your guest appearances. Like,
I'm trying. Look, come here.
Yeah,
let's get in. Get in.
Hey, Taylor.
Hi.
That's Neos. You need to, like, you're making, you know what he's doing? He's gone onto my iMac and he's turned on YouTube. Gavin. Right, you gotta go now. You gotta make sure it's Amelia. Hold on. I told you, bro. Hold on. So,
that's amazing.
Amelia,
what's up?
Let me just hold on.
I'll put the volume down.
Sorry, guys.
No, you're good.
Bro. Awesome.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ali Culture, for sharing your CD and your stories with us as well. So for me, like, what I brought, like, so I work in, this is my little home office. This is a corner of my office, like home office or whatever. I work in this room like fucking all the time. Okay. Like, these are 12, 15 hour days, but I always put on a movie in the background. So this is the movie that I was watching just like before we did this. So get it for free.
That's so cool.
That's like a fun movie. It's very music industry relevant. So it's hilarious at the same time.
That's the one with Diddy in it, right?
Yeah, that's the one with Diddy.
Where they're like feeling on the carpet when they get all fucked up. Okay, that's the one.
I like that one. Okay, cool. Well, thank you guys for sharing, man. That was Scavenger Hunt. We're gonna move on to the next game, which is called Am I Lying? Okay, so this game is called Am I Lying? It's a game where each of us will say three things. Out of that, two will be true and one will be a lie. So the rest of us are going to guess which one is a lie. So we're going to say three things, two truths, one lie. and we'll guess what it is. So I'll go ahead and be the first one to start. You guys can think while I'm starting. And so in the past few episodes, I've told
Matt is lying, bro. So it's gonna be a tie.
That's the good thing, man. You know, but so in the past few episodes, I shared things about myself. In this episode, I decided to switch it up, and I will share things about Desi hip hop. So I'll say three things: two are true, one is a lie. You guys gotta guess which one is the lie. You know, so Desi hip hop, we have we are the agency who booked Nas for Gully Boy. That's one of my things. Desi hip hop booked Nas for Gully Boy. Secondly, we are a brand that is co-founded by Bohemia and Jay Hind. The third thing about us is that we are a brand that has released, we're the first brand to do distribution for focused solely on hip hop, South Asian hip hop. So three things I mentioned. The first thing was we booked Nas for Gully Boy. We are a brand co-founded by Jay Hind and Bohemia. And the third thing is that we are the first distribution label for South Asian hip hop.
I call bullshit on number two.
Okay.
I'll say bullshit on number one.
Okay. So, okay, cool. So that worked out well. So, Ali Culture and Shakespeare are the ones who won this round. So like a lot of people actually think that.
What do we get? We get it right.
Yeah, a lot of people actually think that we're a brand by Bohemia and Jay Hind, but we're not. We are completely independent. We've been around since 2010. And we were the agency who booked Nas for Gully Boy and, you know, the first distribution label for South Asian hip hop. So, bang, you guys did a good job, man. Okay, let's move on to who wants to go next? Shakespeare? You got something? Let's go with Shakespeare.
The first thing is that I have a diss song. I have a MMA diss song.
Okay.
Second thing is I have 5 albums released. Uh-huh. And no, sorry, I messed up. First thing is I have a diss song against MMA. Second thing is I have done a BBC Asian Network cipher. And the third thing is I have one of my album released. So these are the three things. Okay. I have a diss song is the first thing. Second thing, I have done a BBC Asian Network cipher. And the third thing is I have an album released. So these are the three things.
A is bullshit.
Yeah, I would say maybe.
What do you think?
I'm going to go with 1, 2. I'm going to go with the first one.
Like, that's first one is bullshit. Okay. What do you think,
Raph? We all think it's 1.
I think it was an easy guess, but I couldn't make it out.
I was thinking like you do have an album. Okay, cool, man. That was cool. Yeah. You know, we're all kind of bad at lying. I get it, but you know, it helps us get to know each other a little better. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that makes sense. All right, Mumsy, what you got for us, bro?
Let me think. I'm half Jamaican.
Uh-huh.
All right. B, I was born in Bangladesh. Right?
Right.
C, I speak 7 languages.
Okay. Maybe 1.
Ooh. Yeah, you made it good, bro.
Because like 7 languages, I feel like it's like easy for brown people, right? Like 7 includes Hindi.
You got to get this one, though. You got to get it.
Say the 3 again, bro.
So it's like he's 7 languages. He is half Jamaican. He was born in Bangladesh.
Okay.
Damn.
I'm gonna go with the 7 languages, bro. But
I'm going with 1, just because I feel like for brown people, 7 languages is
weird. No, it's very, all of them,
they're all similar. You know, we kind of get it.
How about you, bro?
Me?
Yeah.
I think I'll go with C. It's bullshit. Okay. 7 languages. If it's true, then it's great.
I'm gonna be straight with you, bro. They're all. I'm lying on all of them.
Oh, oh man! No, he played us all, man. That was good.
Yeah. Hey, man, thank you for making all of us honest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. 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 We play fair, bro.
I can speak five languages. I speak five languages.
Yeah,
so, crazy, on Monday, I'm Bengali. And on Tuesday, sometimes I'm Jamaican.
I'm pretty sure that your upper hand in music making, because even languages comes in like very handy. If you know a lot of languages, you have a far more audience. That's what I believe. Yeah, man.
And I forgot what the other one was. I was lying so much, I don't even know what I said.
Man, I'm just reading a comment right now from Tanvir. I mean, Mia. He says, music in seven languages in one album.
There you go.
Right there.
I'm going to get a little Swahili today.
That'd be sick. Shout out to all the people in the comment section, man. Amurda, I see you. Asif, Charlie Sheikh, what's up, man? You're always there supporting. Sher Khan, thank you for joining. Okay, cool. So, Ali Culture, three things.
All right. What I got? All right. So, I was born in Pakistan. I have a daughter. And Raf has had my mom's biryani.
See, bro.
All right.
I think second.
I think so too.
What was the second one?
The daughter. You got a daughter.
Yeah, bullshit. I don't got
you forgot it. Yeah, so that's the sign.
Did you have the biryani though?
Man, I've had that. My mom's biryani.
I've had his mom's biryani.
Biryani is love, bro. Biryani is love.
His mom cooks amazing biryani.
Biryani, bro.
That's amazing. Well, cool, man. So we're going to move on to the next game. But before that, you know, I just wanted to ask Mumsy Stranger real quick a question. You know, you've been in the game for, you know, more than a decade, right? Like, you've seen like so many things. You've seen the waves, you know, you've seen the waves come and go. What's one or two keys that makes you like, you know, gives you longevity as an artist, you know, like through all the waves, through all the changes? What's two things or one or two things that, you know, gives you longevity?
All right. So the two things that I think, you know, me personally, one is don't take people's advice. You need to stop taking advice. Hey, get rid of all this, you know, these ears and these people just talking to you constantly. I don't do that, bro. Like, I don't follow no country or no scene. I follow music, bro. I make music, you know, like, whether it's garage, hip-hop, Jamaican music, reggae, dancehall, I make music. This behind me makes music. It don't make a genre, you know? So I don't listen to anyone. Like, that's how I've kept in the game by just making music that I think is cool. A. B, bro, get with the program. When it comes to the digital world and the technicalities, get with the program, man. Like, if you need to TikTok, then you need to TikTok yourself. If you want to get with the daily routine of being a musician or being a producer or whatever you do, don't just sit back and just think, you know, it's going to come to you. Go on YouTube, learn stuff, man. Tutorials, that pick up instruments, pick up anything and just learn how to use it, because it's your tools that keep you going. It's your skill set.
That's amazing, man. I love that. Like, that's great.
It don't matter what you do, bro. You need to pick up the tools. Everyone's going to leave you behind.
Right.
These young kids, they're dangerous.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So for longevity, what Mumsy Stranger, you're saying is that make sure you change with the times. You know, if there's new devices, new shit going on, TikTok, new social media things to do, learn it, do it. And also stay outside of the box. Like, don't box yourself into any genres or anything, really. Just do you. Okay, that's awesome. That's a beautiful advice. Like, I love it. Cool, man. Thank you, guys. So the next segment that we have is a short, quick message from the BBC studios in London by DJ Limelight. So every week, he's giving us Hot 3 of the Week by DJ Limelight. And we're going to watch that right now.
Dope.
Big up, Limelight.
Oops, technical difficulties.
All good.
DJ Limelight. DJ Limelight. DJ Limelight. DJ Limelight. DJ Limelight,
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 DJ Limelight.
What's happening, people? It's your boy DJ Limelight right now. DC Hip Hop, my hot three of the week. Brand new feature right here, so every single week I will be dropping my three hot tracks. Seeing as it's the first one, I thought, you know what, let me drop a couple tunes that have been really popping off in 2020. So let's kick start with the first one, Frenzo Harami. What a big tune, man. Tujje Mafkia, massive tune. It's got over 1 million views on his own YouTube channel. What a banger. Frenzo Harami, your time, G.
When I got my first brick from Nino, I went from a zero to a hero. My youngin' ran off with a reload. He was a little fat shit like Dino. I used to link this thing on the D-Lo. She was looking
at the next track. I had to take it out to India for this one, actually, man. Divine, hooking up with the broski Krishna. What a big tune. Track and title, Bag. You know what, man? This is real Desi hip hop, man. This is the real vibes. This is 2020. You get me? Let's get into it. Bag.
कौन गरीब है तेरा बंसी का स्टैश लेके गुल कौन शरीफ है कर परिचय और कितने रैपर हुए मेरा स्वैग लेके.
You know I represent brown rap, you know, desi rap from all over the world. But this next one is straight UK fire. Pac-Man representing South London alongside Shaker representing East London. Every time these guys link up, it's straight fire. This one here, taken from the Green Light mixtape, which is out now from Pac-Man. This one here, tracking title Energy, man. Let's get into it.
Feeling like Daniel Craig in the layer cake. Couldn't sleep on me and Baker, better stay awake. Trying to stick to the sunnah. I'm addicted to dunya. I can see the patty got my.
There you have it, man. My hot three of the week. Frenzo Harami, Divine alongside Krishna, and Pac-Man alongside Shaker the Baker, man. From your boy DJ Limelight, Desi Hip Hop, we're out. Peace.
Yeah, so that was DJ Limelight from BBC Asian Network. He takes a break every week to let us know his top three. So that was his first one. So he put in, like, you know, he had to represent for his UK Asian artists, and I love that. What did you guys think about these three songs? Have you heard these before?
Yeah, I have, bro. I've heard all of them. Sorry. Pac-Man, sick, bro. All of them. They're all great artists. Obviously, right. Divine's doing his thing. I think they're cool, man. Every single one, each one of them have got a different vibe, man.
Right.
Yeah. So right. It's interesting, you know. Yeah. But they're all dope, bro. All of them are dope.
Yeah. Fair. Even the beats are dope, man.
Yeah. That was on point.
That's right. Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, cool, man. So we're going to move on to the next game. And this game is called Social Undistancing. So this is a game called Social Undistancing. In this world, we're all socially distancing ourselves from everybody. But in this game, we get to know each other a little better. Okay. So we just undistance ourselves a little more. So in this game, we all ask each other questions. So all of the guests asks one person one question, and the person can answer whichever question they want, you know. So you get to choose which question you want to answer. I'll kick it off. I'll ask Mumsy Stranger one question. And then after me, Shakespeare, Ali Culture, just ask him one question. He gets to choose which one he wants to answer. So my question to you, Mumsy Stranger, is that, you know, you recently dropped an album, Vertigo, and you've been like, you have a lot of collaborations in that album, sick collaborations, Rackstar, and so many others, and producers as well. So which one of these artists, you know, producers or rappers or, you know, other artists, like which one of these artists was like the best experience for you, like a fun, amazing, you know, fulfilled experience for you? So that's my question. But hold on a second. The other guys will ask you too, and you get to choose what you want to answer.
You know? Oh, are you free? Yeah.
Yeah. No. So Shakespeare, what's your question to Mumsy Stranger?
My question is very, artistic to him. Like, as an artist, I'm just asking him because I was just hearing one of his track, and I figured out that he has amazing singing skills. So I want to know that whether he has professionally learned it or, like, you know, it's self-learned, or, you know, maybe because in the current times, a lot of rappers who are not that great professionally trained or have the vocals, they use a lot of electronic, you know, like, for example, autotune, and they, you know, still can sing. So I want to know, like, how exactly has his approach has been, or has he been trained in singing?
Nice, amazing. And Ali Culture, what's your question?
Those are really good questions, man. Shakespeare kind of took mine. I guess
I read mine, bro.
Yeah, you got that. I guess I would ask, what do you feel is your biggest inspiration as an artist to keep going and keep accelerating, keep moving forward, and not throwing that towel in?
Awesome. So, Mumsy, you can answer any of these questions. You can answer all of them. It's up to you. You can
skip all of them.
It's up to you.
I'll start with Shaker. Basically, so that's an interesting question. So, singing with me, it was production that came to me first.
Oh.
So I learned, because I'm a bit of a tech freak, you know, gadget freak. I'm into technology, computers, etc. So when I was young, I picked up, I think, Dex, and then I started messing around on, like, you know, Fruity Loops, like beat making and stuff. Just showing some interest. My brother used to DJ, so I just showed a bit of interest on what he's doing. So for me, the singing came after, bro. And honestly, I could rap, and it wasn't, like, it was melodic, but it wasn't on key. It was very difficult, because how can you learn keys without a keyboard?
Right.
You know, so for me, it was three stages. So one was obviously rapping and rapping to beats, just being on time. The second one was when I started imitating artists. So it was imitating people like Supercat, Sean Paul, Usher, people that I look up to, you know, like I started imitating their songs, you know, R&B songs, reggae, dancehall. And when you imitate, it's copying, isn't it? It's like imitating a character's voice.
Sure.
Yeah. So when I started imitating, I realized that, oh, hold on. Like, I just kind of sounded like that person. So it kind of put me in a lane of, yo, I can do this. Like, I can pick up these skills and make it my own. So the third thing was, bro, literally, bro, honestly, this is so easy. And I promise you, 80% of the artists out there don't do this.
What's that?
Get a keyboard, bro. Get a keyboard and go through every single note and just learn that key, bro. Like, I know it sounds like rocket science, but it's not. Like, if you hit a key, you have to hit that key. And if you keep doing that every day, bro, naturally your melodies will become tight.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's a knowledge bomb, bro. Like, thank you.
That's it, bro.
That's a sick-ass knowledge bomb.
Yeah.
I like that.
And if you can't do it, you can't sing.
Right.
Nice.
I'll answer, bro. I'll answer your question, bro, like, about, you know, how do I keep going?
Yeah.
You know, so for me, bro, like, honestly, it's probably the most common subject is, you know, giving up music and then trying to keep it going. Like, that's probably one of the hardest situations. You know what? Not just for musicians, bro. People who are creative, you know, like someone who's putting everything else to the side to do what they love doing.
For sure.
And, bro, honestly, there's been highs, there's been lows.
For sure.
And, bro, it's like a circle, bro. It's never high and it's never low. Like, for me, what keeps me going, bro, is my family.
Yeah.
My wife, my friends, you know, like the good people, you, Raf, people like you, honestly, big love to you.
Oh, man.
It's these platforms,
Raf,
the shows, the promoters, the producers, you know, people who show interest to what you do.
Yeah.
This is the shit that keeps me going, because if all these people disappeared from my life, I'm done.
Yeah.
Right.
I won't do it no more, bro.
Yeah,
who am I doing it for?
Yeah,
for the
community. Make no sense.
Yeah.
The amount of times I try to throw a tile in, bro, and people are like, "Nah, you doing? Come back."
Yeah.
No, that's amazing. That's a major key, you know. In my opinion, is like, never quit. You know, just keep going, even if it sucks, even if it's low. The high is right around the corner, and then during the high, the low is around the corner. So
you need people, man. You need people. You need people, man.
100%. We all do this thing for the community. You know, we all do this for the family. We're all here together. So that's amazing, man. Thank you. Thank you, bro. Cool. So Mumsy answered a bunch of amazing questions. I love that. Okay, so now let's move on to Ali Culture, bro. Like, I'll start off with a question for you. So Ali Culture, you had a song that you released just a couple of years ago, I believe, called Fuck ISIS. I want you to explain that song to us. That's my question to you. Shakespeare, you have a question for Ali Culture?
Yeah, definitely, bro. I want to ask this. Oh, this is also a very artistic kind of, question that I would ask. I would ask any artist, like, who has been your greatest inspiration of all times? Like, who is that one artist that made you like, okay, I'm going to write this and, I'm going to get into hip hop. Who's that one person?
Nice.
That inspired you, your greatest inspiration of all times.
Awesome. Okay, Mumsy, you got a question for Ali Culture?
I've got a question. It's a bit of an interesting one.
All right.
How do you... Let me word this the right way, yeah? What makes you different to the rest of them? Anyone that's doing what you're doing, what one thing makes you different and makes you who you are?
Nice.
All these questions are really good. You know?
You can answer whichever ones you want.
All right, I'm going to move fast. I'm going to answer Shakers quick because that one's easy for me, right? That has to be Pac. I was in third grade getting ready for school, listening to Pac. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm going to
especially like growing up in California. Hey. Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, shit. Can we just put screen on Shakespeare real quick? Jake, can you show that again?
That's for sure. For sure, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, nobody represented from a core origin aspect of hip hop, meaning struggle, like Pac did. So if you tie yourself to struggle or anything, to open up your mind and let hip hop be the outlet, it's got to be Pac for the most part, you know?
He's that one artist that has inspired me to get into hip hop and, made me more conscious of what's happening in our society. And
beautiful.
Is your inspiration to amazing?
That's awesome.
Yeah, for sure. To Raf's question, the song "Fuck ISIS" was really just it represented a lot of things. I think for me, the most underlining thing being Muslims being called terrorists because in the Western world, especially in America and whatnot, that is very prevalent right now. It's an underlining thing and it's constant. Like I expressed in the song. My father was, he was taken away from an incident that was very terrorist related. Now, I was very young at that time. So, I can speak about it in a way where it's more frank and it doesn't impact me as much, I think, as my sister or my mom, because, they really lived through it. The most important thing I feel like I try to tell other ethnicities about Muslims is that the biggest victims of terrorism are Muslims. You can't say that the aggressor is the aggressor is also the oppressor, but the oppressed are Muslims. Those are the ones that are the victims, the biggest blunt end of terrorism. So that's why I said fuck ISIS, because really I never knew a single Muslim in my life that ever supported that shit. And if they did, they get fucking beat up.
It's so true.
It's weird, for us that are in it, it's like weird, So I just want to openly say fuck ISIS, and for your question, my brother, I like to focus on staying humble, and I feel like humility is important. And I feel like in hip hop, it's a delicate balance because it's designed around making sure that you are the shit and you say you're the shit and kind of putting somebody down. But it's asinine and contradictory. The fact that we all say we come from the struggle. So how is it that we're okay with shitting on somebody while they come from the same place that we come from? But it's kind of the irony of the world, right? So I don't want to say that this makes me different than that person, or this is what makes me special than the next person. But I know that my love for music is a direct reflection of the therapy that it provides to me. Every time I go to the studio, it feels like I got a therapist in the mic. And what I'm doing is I can let go of everything that could be negative, angry, depression, sadness, anxiety. That's why sometimes people might hear my music. They're like, damn, that's real. Like, oh, man, that really got to me. And it's like, well, I'm happy because I can do that. And then in my regular day, be happy. Keep a smile on my face. I can dump it all. You see what I'm saying? I can dump it all in there and then be able to move on with a real positive mindset. You know,
you're very topic-y, isn't it? You're a very topic person.
I appreciate that, brother. You know, yeah,
that's sick, man. Man, that's awesome, bro. I love those answers, man. And I'm glad you answered all of them because those were really good questions. So thank you for asking that. Shakespeare, my question to you is, so just a quick reminder for the audience who's watching, this is the social undistancing segment of the Unfiltered Show, where we ask all the artists multiple questions and they get to choose what they want to answer. So Shakespeare, my question to you is, you know, you've built a team that encompasses all aspects of hip hop, right? Beatboxers, dancers, rappers, producers, etc. Like through all this, like over the years, as you grew that brand and, you know, grew this movement, what was one big struggle that you faced and now you don't face that struggle anymore? You know, that struggle is done. The story is over. You know, that's my question.
I like that question. I want to ask a question that supplements that so you can answer all of them. I want to know the team that you got. How did you meet everybody on that team and what kept everybody together on that team?
Nice. That's a good question. And Mumsy, do you have a question for Shakespeare?
I do, bro. What kind of music do you listen to away from what's in front? Away from obviously you do hip hop and obviously, we have a certain type of music that keeps us going. Right. What's the other type of music? What do you listen to away from, hip hop? Away from hip hop.
A lot of people, you know, stereotype hip hop artists. They think that they just listen to,
Eminem.
Hip hop, just rap. Start with his question, and then I'll move to rap. And interesting question, bro. So yeah, a lot of people think that hip hop artists just listen to rappers or maybe just hip hop music, but it's nothing like that. When I was growing up, obviously in an Indian family, the first music that you listen to is the Bollywood music. Growing up, I was listening to Bollywood music, good Bollywood music. And then I was, being a Muslim also, I was, was very inclined towards Urdu poetry. And, I was very much driven by, ghazals, by, Ghulam Ali and Sufism, Sufi music by Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. I listened to all those stuff. And, that's very important, for aspect of me also being a musician, because my lyrics, I still put references to ghazals and shairis. And if you check out those who've been following my music, they know that I keep referencing a lot of, ghazals and, a lot of different kind of music that I listen to. So it ranges from, Sufi music to, house music sometimes good Bollywood numbers, sometimes just, house music that I'm interested in. So it depends on the mood. It's just not that particularly
that I listen to. Yeah, that's important. As an artist, you gotta be all around, in terms of music. Like, we can't be, too selective as people in the music industry, because we gotta know what the hell is going on, because it keeps changing.
That also works in favor of us. That gives us, a way to fuse that, that kind of lyrics to fuse into hip hop and make it more, hip hop. That kind of gives you that more reach to people.
Fact.
So
that's sick, bro.
That's nice.
So moving on to rap question, is a very, very important question. That what was the biggest obstacle that was coming? Since I come from a place which is it's Nala Supara, and it's mostly it's known for dancers coming from here. A lot of shows, a lot of good dancers came from here, and they represented it on in national level and international level. So when I was growing up, also I was also deemed to be a b-boy. People thought I was a b-boy because I used to wear 4XL around 2008 and stuff. And big chains hanging, loose pants. I'm a b-boy or a dancer. But then I was more into rap, and I was like, why there's so much of just dancers? Why there are not rappers? Why there are not graffiti artists? Because I was doing international research. I was figuring what exactly is hip-hop culture? What are the elements of hip-hop culture? And why there cannot be a community of hip-hop culture as it is in New York or different subcontinents? So my approach is that, and then I started finding right people from the same locality. And my always objective was to, find, people who has passion and love for hip hop, and then we come together and spread what hip hop is so that people know what exactly is hip hop. So my very first obstacle was to find the right, you know, skilled people from my area, not just randomly pick people because I want to make a crew and just, you know, just get anybody from there. I wanted the right people to come from my area, and I got it. And that was the main obstacle. And once I got it, now that I don't face it because I've got the right people who have the same passion. We share the common objective to, you know, push hip hop to, you know, in our locality in Mumbai and, you know, outside Bombay for our music.
That's so, sick, man.
And second thing, continuation of that question, what Ali, you know, asked right now. What keeps us going is the passion, the love for hip hop. And, you know, as hip hop artists, we love, you know, interacting with each other. Because before that, I didn't know much about beatboxing. When I had beatboxers in my crew, started learning more about beatboxing. So in that way, it was helping me to learn about other elements of hip hop. I started learning how graffiti artists put his time and, you know, how he, you know, makes his pieces. And then how a DJ does DJing and how a beatboxer does his thing, how a breaker does his thing. So, you know, I started getting closer to other elements of hip hop, and that's one thing going is the passion for hip hop culture, not just for one art form or not just for rap or not just for breaking, but all together hip hop.
That's sick, man.
Dope, brother.
That's amazing. Yeah, I really like that. You know, what you mentioned is like, you just found your tribe, you know, you just found your people.
And by the way, the beatboxers from my crew, he just went live, and he went live with LL Cool J, and he was, you know, vibing and chilling.
Hey,
right.
One of our greatest achievements so far. You know,
right. Beatbox D-Cypher, right? Beatboxer D-Cypher. He went live with us yesterday with DMC on Instagram. Oh, he shared a little bit about that story. And yeah, that's really cool, you know, like getting that recognition and understanding from artists and musicians from around the world. You know, it was bound to happen. You know, when we were younger, these things didn't happen. But because of the work that you people have been doing, and, you know, the whole Desi community of artists and musicians and fans have been doing, that's the reason why now other people are also looking at, hey, what is this? You know, like LL Cool J is like, oh shit, I've never seen a dancer from like break dancer from India. Like, now he knows, you know what I'm saying? So that's amazing. That's really cool, man. So thanks for sharing, bro. I love that. Okay, cool. So we're going to move on to the next segment that we have. It's a segment called Playlist Placement. So as many of you know, the audience and you guys as well know that we have been building playlists on Desi Hip Hop for Spotify and Apple Music for years now. Like, it's been a while. We've been growing them. We've been, you know, giving these playlists to the audience, as well as helping the audience figure out, you know, who's hot, who, you know, all the discover the new sounds of Desi Hip Hop, you know. So we have a bunch of playlists. So for these playlists, we listen to a lot of music. So in this segment, I wanted to ask each of you guys, what are you listening to right now? What could you suggest? It doesn't have to be Desi. It can be just anything from around the world. So you could just suggest us. So I'll start with Mumsy. What are you listening to right now, bro?
Bro, do you know what? At the moment, I'm heavy, heavy into like French music. French and Arabic music.
Great.
Nice. I don't know what it is, bro, but listen to a guy called Zuhair Bahoua. Amazing. From Marrakesh. And I'm listening to, you know what it is? I've been going into a lot of their play, like, I don't know a lot of the artist names because obviously they're so new to me, but I know the tracks. But if you go on like the playlists of like French music or Arabic music, you find a whole heap of producers and artists. And damn, I'm telling you, man, their sound is something else.
That's sick. Right? That's sick.
And sometimes I do that. I tell you why I do that, because sometimes I get sick and tired of listening to English language, you know, like I just like listening to music, you know, like rhythms, melodies. And sometimes when you're listening to a song, you get distracted because you understand it.
Right.
You understand? So for me, when I don't want to understand something, I get into it differently, bro.
Right.
And I pick up the guitar, pick up the piano, and I start getting inspired by different music.
Nice. That's awesome. That's another major key as artists. Yeah, just like get outside the box, you know. If you're getting bored, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Cool. Ali Culture, what you got for us?
Well, the thing I listen to the most, like my man was saying, is instrumentals. Overall, like what the most active thing I'm listening to is just beats from my producers or beats that I'm getting, you know? But past that, I've been listening to, I was just going through it, Nipsey's No Pressure. I've been listening to that album a lot. I don't know if y'all heard it with him and Bino. Yeah. But man, that album is amazing. You know, I get a lot of inspiration from that. I try to only listen to people where there's like some kind of value to whatever, where my lane's at, you know. I don't go too far beyond beats and listening to something that has value to me, you know.
Okay, fair enough. That's pretty cool. That's awesome. Shakespeare, what you got for us, bro?
It depends on my mood what I listen to right now. Basically, I'm bumping this album by Future, High Off Life, because he's one of the pioneers of trap music. The sound, he, you know, paved the way for all the trap artists to come right now.
Right.
And I'm also bumping this All India Hip Hop playlist by Desi Hip Hop. And all the people who listen to Desi music definitely should check it out. It's on Apple Music. And apart from that, I also like how, you know, Mumsy was telling that he listens to other genres as well. So even I listen to a lot of house music, just you know, instrumentals by Acid Arab, because I love Arabic music. They have a fusion of, you know, Arabic music and house beats. So if anyone is out there who like Arabic music and, you know, house music and basically likes tripping, can go and check out Acid Arab. They're mad crazy, I'm telling you. Yeah, so these are my three, you know.
Nice. That's sick. I love this. I love these recommendations. I'll go last, and my recommendation would be some of the new shit coming out of Bombay. Actually, you know, Nasty Ninja has been like a lot of amazing sounds lately, and I mean, for the longest time he's been doing it, but I really like Nasty Ninja, so I would ask you know, the audience and you guys to go check out Nasty Ninja. He's got a lot of shit coming out.
Nasty Ninja's latest wave sound.
Yeah, his not the latest, but the one before the latest was with you, right, Shakespeare?
Drip
2.0,
yeah. Homeboy, and he's got a very good trap vibe with his music. So, I mean, he's been doing it from a long time before trap has become a big thing in India. I don't know if any people don't know, but trap came a lot more after in India. It came way, you know, it has come recently.
Right.
Before that, it was... But no, in India, it has come off really late. So right now, it's picking up trap sound.
Right, that's right. Yeah. You know, since we're in this subject, let me take that and ask you all a question, man. What do you guys think about the new wave? You know, the trap. The, you know, so there's a whole school of thought that's like, oh, that new shit sucks. You know, mumble rap, blah blah blah. And there's the other school of thought that's like, no, this shit is amazing. So which school of thought are you guys on, Mumsy? What do you think about the new wave trap music?
Bro, I like both. I told you, there's for me, there's two sides to it. One is, you know, not processed, and the second one is processed. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to, that's how I break it down. Like Tupac wasn't processed, did it?
Yeah, technical.
Yeah, and the new guys, they're processed. So if you unprocess what they're doing, it'll sound like the old guys. Analog digital, bro. Like,
right.
Yeah, people. Yeah, people don't get it. Like, if you listen to Bomb Thugs and Harmony, that flow is what these guys are doing now.
Right.
Like, if you... ASAP Rocky style is inspired by Bomb Thugs and Harmony.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So if you listen to what... If you think about what I just said, it makes sense. Like, back then, they didn't have processing. They had vocoders.
Right.
And they had other things to make them sound like with effects. But now it's more. So like, I just think that people just like to sound cool with effects and processing. And sometimes with all that on your mouth, it turns into something else.
Right. That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yo,
that's all, bro. I like both. It all depends on, obviously I'm an old school guy because I've lived to listen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so you can't ask someone new to go back and relive what we lived. It don't make any sense.
That's true. That's right. I like the way you answered that, man. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Like, the new shit is a lot more processed. So for you, it's the option of either it's processed or not. And you like both. So that makes a lot of sense. That's sick. That's like the new iPhone versus the old iPhone. Like, you both could probably get the job done, you know?
That's the same shit, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Awesome. That's awesome. That's cool, man. Well, you know, we're coming to the end of our show, and this is the time where, you know, I want to give each of you, like, the space to talk to the audience and leave a message for us, you know? So I want to start with Shakespeare, bro. You got some got a message for the audience?
Yeah, I would just tell all the, you know, audience, whoever the supporter is, or even not supporter, just as an audience, whoever is watching or seeing this, to, you know, stay positive, especially in such times, and, you know, focus on your art, focus on something that makes you feel positive. For example, if you are into music making, you should make music. If you are into art, writing, just do your thing and stay positive. That's it. And, you know, do follow Bombay Local and check out my music. A lot of stuff coming in. That's what's up.
Thank you, Shakespeare. You know, I really appreciate you. Ali Culture, Ali Culture, you got something for us?
Yeah, man. You know, I guess what I would tell the audience is I will go back to the question Mumsy asked me, because it's still been floating in my head about what separates, you know, you from everyone else. And what I would say is, be real to your story. You know, only you can tell your story. Your story separates you from everybody else in this world. You know, don't ever feel like you're inclined to follow anything else. Find the superhero in your own story and tell it the way it should be told, honestly. So that's what I'll say.
Yeah, I love that. That's awesome. Yeah. Tell your story, be you. That's perfect, man. That's exactly the advice that we all need. And also what Shakespeare said, stay positive. So that's awesome. Mumsy, what's your message for the audience, bro?
My message to everyone is, don't be afraid. You know, unite yourself. You know, go work with everyone. Don't be afraid to connect with anyone. You know, don't, like I said, don't take too much advice. Do what you want to do and just get on with it, man. Get on with it. Don't wait. Like, we don't have time. We don't have time, man. We need to get on this.
Yes. Facts, man. Facts. You guys, you know, what I love and appreciate about all three of you guys is that you're so positive, you know, like, it's, and you guys drop such, like, good practical advice. You know, it's not some bullshit. It's some real shit. You know what I mean? And if anybody follows this advice, they can definitely, you know, make a success off of things. Real quick, you know, to the audience, man, thank you guys for watching. Tanzim, Ahmed, Ami, what are you listening to these days, Raf? Yeah, I told you, Nasty Ninja. I've been listening to Nasty Ninja a lot. definitely also listen to Bhanga Bangla, but I'm biased. Also listening to Global Desi Hip Hop Playlist. So you guys should go and do that. But man, before we end, man, you know, I really wanted to thank all of you guys, bro. I appreciate you. I appreciate what you guys are doing. Mumsy, you've been making it, you know, making the Bengali community around the world proud for years, and definitely the UK community, that's undoubted. But the Bengali community really loves your music, man. So thank you for doing what you're doing, bro. I really
appreciate you, bro. Respect my
job. Hell yeah, keep doing it, man. I love it. Ali Culture, bro, you've been through a lot of, like, ups and downs and experiences. Love that. Keep sharing those stories, man, because we all learn from it. You know what I mean? Like, me hanging out with you, just, you know, eat your mom's biryani. Like, I got to know so many stories. Like, I have a new, you know, level of understanding of your struggles. So, like, keep those songs coming. I love it. Because you don't share your life other than on the mic. So, you know, it's important. So, I appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate you, my brother. Appreciate you for what you're doing. You know, you're one of the realest in this whole thing, you know? So, keep doing what you're doing, my brother.
Hell yeah, bro. You guys are the ones who fuel me, you know, like, I wake up with fucked up bad days too, but then it's just like, okay, no, it's these guys, you know, they're the ones we're doing the shit for. Shakespeare, bro, thank you, man. You know, I hung out with you last year in Bombay. That was sick. We did a lot of crew. I saw your crew, man. You have an amazing team, like, who goes with you everywhere. So that's amazing, man. Just keep that up. You know, I love it. You know, you're making impact as always, and, you know, I love that and appreciate you, man, and your whole team. So thank you, bro.
I have one question, bro, to everyone. Quick fire question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Where was hip-hop? Where does hip-hop originate from? You all being into hip-hop, being hip-hop artists. Where does hip-hop originate from?
Bronx.
Yeah, I got to say.
That's half of the question answered.
Okay.
You have to give the... So you said Bronx. What about you?
Bronx.
What about you, bro? Shakespeare?
Sedgwick Avenue.
Huh?
Sedgwick Avenue.
What about you, Raph?
I think two ways about this. Like, one way I think, like, yeah, modern hip hop is from New York. The other way I think about this, and this is like really out out there, is like I feel like hip hop originates from poetry, and poetry's been a part of us since like we were fucking cavemen, you know, like poetry and like, percussion.
You ready? Sounds. You ready That's for the answer?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Drums rolling. Hip hop was originated in Jamaica by DJ Kool Herc, who moved to the Bronx.
Whoa, there you go. Hey.
A little bit of education.
I like that. Yeah, we were thinking of the location, but you're right. Yeah. It is Jamaica. Hip hop originated from DJ.
And then he took a sound system to Bronx. He set up and bam.
Yo, so are you saying that an immigrant started hip hop?
DJ Kool Herc. Google him.
Boom. That's the message that people need to remember. You know what I'm saying? Like immigrant, everybody's against immigrants. Bitch, check out the history, man.
Yeah. Hip hop comes from a sound system. Hip hop is created from a sound system.
Hell yeah. That's amazing.
Big up. My G's.
Thank you so much. Amazing connecting with y'all guys too, bro. Ali, Mumsy, definitely gonna catch up, bro.
No, we're gonna connect, bro. We're gonna connect. I'll follow you guys.
Hell yeah.
I'll follow you, like, yeah.
I'll follow both y'all too.
Hell yeah.
Easy, my brothers.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Raph, for having us. It was an amazing.
My love.
Hell yeah, man. I really appreciate it. Guys, the audience, guys, follow these guys. Mumsy Stranger, Shakespeare, and Ali over there. His Instagram tag is Mr. Culture. Shakespeare, you'll find him. Mumsy Stranger, very easy to find. So follow all these guys, man. Join us next week. We've got five dope rappers and artists from Bombay. I'm not going to tell the names yet, but we will announce it soon. So thank you for joining. I am DJ Raph at DJ Raph down here. As you can see, we are Desi Hip Hop. I will see you next week for the Unfiltered Show live on Facebook and YouTube on Wednesdays. Peace.
When I fall down, would you lift me up? When I fall down, would you lift me up? Forgive me for my weakness. I've got skeletons and I've got secrets. It's a long drop from the top. Sometimes I get so lost when you see me fall. You come running. You come running. You come running. You come running. Really feel overwhelming. Dear God, need a sign for my own afflictions. Need escape from my own addictions. Feel trapped in my mind like it's on prison. Need a light show, way out. You know I lost a father, but I stayed down. You know I lost an uncle, but I stayed round. I just wanna tell you that I'm thankful for the pain now. It's all a perfect plan, but I gotta see. It's just a bigger man that I gotta be. It's all for the fame that I gotta breathe. Lifting all this work with my hands like I'm on repeat. Dear mama, no more tears now. You know you raised a man and I'm here now. I will never leave, so don't fear how. I will bring the world to its knees.